I'm Tammy Romani, and I've been given the next few minutes to introduce you to one of the freshest, most stimulating sounds in talk radio, the issues of life. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle said of his famous literary character, Sherlock Holmes, he occupied his extraordinary powers of observation in clearing up mysteries which had been abandoned by the official police. How similar are mysteries of crime and mysteries of the heart, and how helpful in both cases are those with the ability to lead us through the clues to discovery. That's why we call the issues of life with Counselor John Jolliffe the Baker Street of radiotherapy. An Issues of Life radio broadcast starts with self-disclosure.
I have a tendency to have very deep personal bonding friendships with gay men.
To self-disclosure, we add investigation.
Is there ever interest in non-gay men?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't take you to a commitment, doesn't take you into bonding relationships?
No.
To investigation, we add teaching.
Rather than just acknowledge that, what you do is you get into relationships with men that it's always going to be futile, or it's always going to keep you at a place where you know going in that you're not going to be confronted by your insecurities.
And teaching sets the stage for discovery.
Sure, I that's all true. That's all correct.
The approach is distinctive. John Jolliffe, a marriage, family, and child counselor in private practice in Southern California, marches to the beat of a different drummer than is common to radio counseling. If you're accustomed to short questions and long answers, you're not listening to the issues of life. If you're hearing recommendations that sometimes sound a little too black and white, given the complexities of life, you have yet to discover John Jolliffe. The purpose behind this daily hour of live interaction is best captured in two of John's beliefs. Quote, we must take care to grow up, not just old. And you're God's respected partner in managing the issues of your life. While other broadcasts help you understand who God is and how to relate to Him, this hour is devoted to the questions, who are you and how do you manage your feelings and behaviors? But I suppose the best introduction to the issues of life is an opportunity to hear John at work, like the man of Baker Street, investigating the evidence, searching for clues, arriving at discoveries that would elude the laity, and helping to clarify the issues of our lives.
I'm a young widow, and I have small children. And sometimes I think about in the future, I would feel blessed if the Lord were to provide me a husband. But my problem that I have is that I don't have any sexual desire. And so sometimes I wonder if there is such a thing. The Old Testament talks about men who were made by different circumstances, eunuchs. And I wonder if today there is such a thing as eunuch man.
If I said yes, and if I could give you the address of a eligible eunuch, what would you want to do? Would you want to call him? Is your question more theological, philosophical, or is your question, since I don't really have a very strong sexual agenda, is there anybody that I could be married to who wouldn't put pressure on me?
Right.
You want somebody who matches you, and that is you don't have a sexual awareness. Is that what you're saying, and that's why you're looking for a eunuch?
I feel I could not fulfill the needs of a man who did have a regular, healthy, normal sexual desire.
Mm-hmm.
And society puts a lot of things in your head. If you cannot fulfill a man, then he'll be looking somewhere else.
Yeah, and you're afraid of being hurt. And you've been hurt before?
Yes.
All right. Could this possibly be the origin
of
your question?
That was a problem in the marriage. I did not have the sexual desire, right, and it was a real serious problem.
But is it possible that your sexual desire for your husband was somehow connected to the relationship that you had with him?
No.
How happy were you with him?
It was okay.
Yeah, sounded like an exciting affair to me.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty boring. It was awful.
No. Not
no,
really.
Come on. Just
there
to,
were, there
just
were
between
other
you
problems
and
in the household that.
Yeah, there were lots of problems.
There were some problems.
Some problems. Like, tell me one. No, come.
Incest.
Just incest.
Right.
What was the other problem in your marriage? Incest and what else?
That's about it.
No, you said a couple.
There were a lot of lies that later on I found out.
Well, you know, I'm getting turned off already. I don't want to be intimate or close with him. How about you?
But even before I married, the desire was never there. And when I did marry, I was apprehensive about that.
Sandy, I think if you look back at your experience with men and your experience with intimacy, you may not have a real good track record.
No, I don't.
And I don't mean you don't have a good track record because you haven't had a lot of arousal inside. I think you might have had a lot of situations that just threw cold water on you. I think in the most probably intimate area of your life, sexual area, I think trust is imperative, and you couldn't trust him. How do you know that he didn't have some disease or wasn't bringing some other issue? And how do you didn't know he wasn't married? And if you couldn't trust some things, how could you trust other things?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me it's biological. I think you have a reason to be turned off. And I don't think you want to look for a eunuch. I think you want to look for a man you can trust. I think you want to look for a relationship that you can honor and respect. And I think when the honor and respect and the trust is developed, I think you'll have faith. Where there is no trust, there is no faith. And when you have faith and trust and respect, I think you're going to find there's intimacy there waiting for you.
The Issues of Life with marriage, family, and child counselor John Jolliffe. An opportunity to abandon false beliefs about ourselves. An invitation to do the exciting work of personal growth.